The Four Insights Radio Show.
Welcome to the Four in Fives Radio Show, your weekly serving of fall-related goodness. After having Mark Riley and Paul Hanley as special guests on the show, I'm delighted to tell you that I have another appearance by an ex-member of the group this week. I'll introduce him properly shortly, but the next thing that you're going to hear is him. A rough mix of My Door Is Never from the recent reissue of Reformation Post TLC. And the striking bass line that opens the song was, of course, played by Rob Barbato. And I'm delighted to say that Rob has been kind enough to record his thoughts about his favourite fall tracks for the show. We'll hear from Rob himself shortly, but first here's a track from Darker My Love, the band that he was in alongside Tim Presley when the two of them joined the fall in 2006. This is Helium Heels.
Oh,
Helium Heels from Darker My Love's eponymous debut album, released in August 2006, shortly after Rob and Tim joined The Fall alongside drummer Orfeo McCord. And the three of them were drafted into the group via The Fall's US label Narnak after a disastrous gig in Phoenix that saw Ben Pritchard, Spencer Birtwistle and Steve Trafford quit and head back to the UK. Rob, Tim and Orfeo soon established themselves as one of the most highly regarded live lineups in the group's history, and they're affectionately known as the Dudes by Fall fans. Now here's Rob himself.
Hey, this is Rob Barbato, and I'm going to talk about a few of my favorite Fall songs. The first couple I want to talk about are off the album Room to Live. I didn't get into that record until after my time in the Fall, but I really love it. I love the production on it, and I think it's kind of underrated. Specifically, Hard Life in the Country and Detective Instinct really stand out to me as great examples of how Mark could create a vivid landscape with his words, and the songs are really intense without being overly aggressive, and, you know, yeah, I love them. Thank you.
I'll die with this fever. Just what makes a man keep pushing on? Why must I keep on singing this old highway song? I've been from coast to coast 100 times or more. I haven't seen one place where I ain't been before.
Line Fever by the Flying Burrito Brothers, a cover of a Merle Haggard tune. The Fall, of course, also covered the song on Reformation Post TLC, the only studio LP that featured Rob, Tim and Orfeo. Before that, you heard Detective Instinct, recorded in Manchester in December 1982. Not the greatest sound quality, I'm afraid, but it's the only version I have other than the original Room to Live one. In fact, that song was only ever played live 5 times, and that was its penultimate outing. Right, let's hear some more of the dudes in action. We'll be right back. from the 1970 LP Yeti. That was Archangel's Thunderbird by Amon Dool, who MES made reference to an insult song from Reformation. Before that, you heard Mountain Energy, recorded in Oslo in August 2006, an excellent festival performance that I played a song from a couple of shows ago. Now back to Rob.
The next one I'm going to talk about is 15 Ways, and I bought the single for this off eBay probably around 2010. So it was after my original stint, but before I ended up coming back and playing in the group for the Kilkenny Festival and then Dublin, and was able to convince Mark to perform it. Obviously, it just has like the hookiest bass line of all time, and yeah, I just love it. Love the keyboard sound, love Mark's delivery. Just another great period for the fall.
Disconcerted, there are many ways to leave your man. Get a party ahead, get a party ahead and out of that scene. But don't be broken hearted, there are 50 ways to leave your man. Soon you will discover you are no longer undercover.
To leave your man,
break
your ways.
Now! All 50 ways. Gotta be big and higher. Gotta be triple harder. There are many ways to leave your man. Get your body ahead. Get open the door. Fifty ways. There are many ways to leave your man. So you will discover you are no longer undercover. You gotta be triple harder. There are many ways to leave your man. Leave your man.
To leave your man.
Break.
15 ways.
Now. Post office box.
15 ways.
Leave your man.
To leave your man.
Leave your man.
15 ways.
To leave your man.
Leave your man.
To leave your man.
15 Ways, recorded for Danish radio in June 1996. The session was recorded backstage at the Roskilde Festival, although it's not entirely clear whether it was ever broadcast or not. Reformation Post TLC is generally regarded by Fall fans as a rather patchy and rushed affair, and the general consensus is that it didn't really do justice to such a strong lineup. Personally, I wouldn't disagree with that, although it's certainly not without its highlights, and for me one of those is Coach and Horses, an often overlooked little gem. Musically, it always puts me in mind of the Doors Soft Parade, so before we hear Coach and Horses itself, this is a track from that Doors album, Shaman's Blues.
Anyway, all right, stop and think and wonder just what you'll see out on the train yard, nursing penitentiary. It's gone. I cry out long. Play it, brother.
Coach and Horses from Reformation Post TLC. The song was only ever played live once, and the recording I have of that performance was far too ropey to play, hence me playing an LP version for once. Now, there are a couple of songs on the Reformation album that owe a bit of a debt to Coming Down by the United States of America from their eponymous 1968 debut LP, which is a bit of a psychedelic classic. I played Coming Down way back in show 10, so here's another track from that album. That was the interestingly titled Hard Coming Love by the United States of America. Now for the final contribution from Rob Barbato.
Well, there are so many songs that I could keep talking about, and maybe I'll have to start my own podcast about my favorite fall songs. But, you know, definitely have to put Blindness up there. Have so many good memories performing that, and I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to play with Mark and Elena and Dave and Tim and Orfeo, Pete and Karen and the rest of the Fall Army. And yeah, really cherished my time, and what a great experience. And thanks so much for having me, and everybody take care.
1, 2. Of a blind man. I was only a woman, and the road hadn't been fixed. Flat is full of cavalry and cavalry. I was only on one leg. The road hadn't been fixed, and I had to be ill by 6:30. The poster at the top of the strip. Wish them. Welcome out. Blimey! How much silver? I was only on. Silver.
Blindness, of course, the supremely epic version on Last Night at the Palais. Damien Albarn's supergroup, The Good, the Bad and the Queen, had played at the venue the night before, a performance that was also publicised as the last ever gig there. In fact, neither was the last ever concert at the Palais, that was actually Groove Armada, who played there a month later. Right, that's about it for this week, but a couple of things before I go. Firstly, I made an appearance on the Puritan's Guide podcast this week, talking about couples versus jobless mid-30s, amongst other things. And if you follow me on Twitter or belong to the Mighty Fall or It's Not Repetition Facebook groups, I've posted the link on there. Secondly, I wanted to let you know that the guest on next week's show is yet another ex-member of the Fall. If you'd like to appear on the show or make a request, then you can do so via Twitter or Facebook, or you can email me at thefallenfives@mail.com. My sincere thanks to you, Rob, for your excellent contribution, and perhaps you could have a word with Tim and Orfeo and get them to send something in. To conclude, another track from that Norwegian festival. This is the Dudes, Nailing Wrong Place, Right Time. Thanks for listening.
Radio show.